For the first time, names of nearly 180 New York alleged child molesters affiliated with Catholic institutions have been released publicly. Each person on the list was recently named in civil suits brought by survivors of child sexual abuse. These were all filed under the New York Child Victims Act. Among the newly named were Catholic priests, church officials, church employees, coaches, teachers, other people who have worked with kids. Some accusations go back decades. Others were brought about in the 2000s, and those raise an important question too. Which accused child molester still poses active risks to children? Oh, much like we've talked about here in New Jersey too, for child sex abuse survivors in New York, time is of the essence with lawsuits. Survivors now only have until August 13th to file a claim and hold their abusers accountable before crimes are buried beneath the statute of limitations. Just as we've advocated for here when it came to the statute of limitations for victims in New Jersey, the New York Child Victims Act proved to be a historic time for previously time-barred survivors of child sexual abuse by clergy in the New York Diocese. Between the opening of the CVA, that was August 14, 2019, and the end of May of this year, more than 3,300 child sexual abuse lawsuits involving the Catholic Church, its affiliated organizations, its clergy, and its employees were filed in the state of New York. As I mentioned, priests, bishops, members of the religious orders, lay staff, and a couple of cardinals were named in those lawsuits. The voice of denial and deflection from the Catholic Church, that's been heard enough. The voice of the victims of these rapists, priests, and others deserve our total attention and support.